This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1. So we're trying to come up with a list of reasons teams we root against here. We got a bunch. So we've crossed out Green Bay, Chicago, San Francisco, Seattle. We've crossed out New England, Jacksonville. We've crossed out Pittsburgh. There's one more. Hold on. We have crossed out the Rams, teams that we don't want to win at all. And by process of elimination, I guess we'll figure out who we do want to win at all. We've asked the listeners for help, reasons to detest either the Panthers, the Chargers, the Bills, the Texans, or the Broncos.
I think it's kind of easy just to say which one, I guess it would be the least offensive to win is Carolina, isn't it?
Well, let's work our way through this list. Okay. Yeah, we're kind of doing it the opposite way, but you might be right when it's all said and done. I still hate the Chargers for moving to L.A. The Superchargers belong in San Diego. That's from John.
Solid reason.
It is a solid reason. I think about, wouldn't it be kind of funny if the bastard stepchild tenant at SoFi Stadium wins it?
It would have been great if the Rams hadn't already won.
They already won it. So we can hate on the Chargers because they left San Diego. F them, guys.
Yeah.
Okay. Whoever sent that. John in Lake Orion, yeah. Cross that out.
I mean, you like San Diego.
Well, I like the Padres. For some reason growing up, I know why I became a Padre fan. I became a Padre fan because the Tigers weren't particularly good. I was a very impressionable age. I started collecting baseball cards and the brown and gold uniforms with the white cleats and the yellow socks.
They just stand out as awesome.
Were the best. And I couldn't resist.
But you've got relatives in San Diego.
Relatives in San Diego. Are they
upset the Chargers left?
Well, my phone will buzz with Scott, who listens to the show almost on a daily basis out there in San Diego. He will probably want to list how many ways he hates the Chargers.
See, there you go.
But what do we got here? Screw Sean Payton. That's from Will in Ann Arbor.
I get that. You don't want to root for Sean Payton, you know, Mr. Put a bounty on people and all that.
Well, was it him or was it the defensive coordinator? I thought it was the defensive coordinator.
Well, it was under his watch. I mean, that whole thing was going on. But
you know, under your watch doesn't always mean you're aware.
I suppose that's true. Doesn't always mean that. But I'll give you another reason to dislike the Broncos. Do you really want them to bounce back this quickly after having to eat that Russell Wilson contract? I mean, they should be set back for a long, long time, and they're not. They're the number one seed in the AFC.
Kang, is this enough reason to cross out Denver?
I'm going to cross off everybody. I'm that spiteful.
Okay.
I know we're going to have to pick somebody, but yep. I'm not married.
All right, we'll cross off Denver.
That's fine.
I hate the Texans because their quarterback's from OSU. That's easy. Have you ever heard CJ Stroud talk? Like, he's likable. Travion Henderson, likable. Emeka Buka, likable.
I mean, he's successful by throwing the ball to Nico Collins.
Yeah. There you go. I dislike Sean Payton because it looks like he has bad breath. Take the Broncos off the list.
He's got that look. He might have the look. Chronic halitosis.
Houston hasn't been to the Super Bowl either, guys. Let's keep it that way. That's from Patton Rockwood. I mean, okay. Yeah. I mean, I don't dislike Houston, but we will have to deal with another team getting to the Super Bowl before us.
Someone sent a ticket text that actually might make us cross off Houston. It's a great example.
Let's hear it.
He said, if Houston wins it, you will never stop hearing the calls about two edge rushers.
Houston's off the list. We already don't stop hearing the calls about two edge rushers.
If they win it, can you even imagine calls we're going to get?
Because understand,
quarterback on a rookie deal,
that most,
you can spend the money on the edge rusher.
Most teams that win the Super Bowls do have a edge rusher that you have to deal with. Most of them don't have two.
Right.
If Houston does, then the calls that already come in ad nauseum will keep coming. And that's
Danielle Hunter, Will Anderson are awfully good.
So we're down to two teams, Carolina and Buffalo.
Oh, come on.
Here's an unnamed texter. Carolina was 8-9. The Lions are 9-8. But Carolina made the playoffs? Screw them.
See that? I mean, the fact that that conference or that division has a team in the playoffs with a losing record.
I know.
Is embarrassing.
Yep. Gentlemen, I am rooting for Buffalo to win the Super Bowl. Finally, they deserve it. And I love Josh Allen. Honestly, as long as Philadelphia, Chicago, or Green Bay doesn't win it or even make it to the Super Bowl, quite frankly, I'm thrilled. That's from Marlon.
We're still going to, let's say Buffalo wins. We're still going to hear about it because people say, well, yeah, well, you didn't have to go through Kansas City or Baltimore.
Or Joe Burrow.
So Josh Allen's been eliminated from the playoffs 6 times, 4 times by Mahomes, once by Burrow. Neither of them are in the playoffs. Like, this is, I don't have to say it's now or never for Josh Allen. But
you could say it. I did.
Okay.
But even if he does win it, which is good for him, if he does, there are going to be all the people that say that what we just said.
Yeah.
That, you know, he didn't have to go through the gauntlet that always eliminates him.
I mean, there is a kinship with Buffalo and Detroit because of ownership. There's that kind of there's that connection. Look, we love Mike Lotish.
He's awesome.
Used to work with Lodes, and Lodes is a former Buffalo Bill as well as a Bronco. But went to Denver to win his Super Bowls, but competed with Buffalo.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a reason why I would like Buffalo. And I didn't think there was a strong argument against Seattle, but the whole losing record thing, and they're in the playoffs, and I despise that. That's a possibility.
Oh, Carolina, yeah.
Yeah, Carolina.
I think we're rooting for Buffalo, guys.
Are we?
I think we are.
I see, but the reason of Buffalo. I'm going back to this. Looking at like the Jags or the Texans. The Texans' reason I get the two edge rushers. We don't want to hear about that.
That's a great. Whoever. It's like you.
Yeah, we can't have that.
We get a lot of calls over and over, and that's one of them. And we get to a point where we don't want those calls anymore.
But the knock on the Jags is going to be because, well, that's another one of the teams that's never made a Super Bowl. If they make the Super Bowl, then that list shrinks. Does that really matter? Does it matter enough, I should say?
Do you want to be the last one?
I don't want to be the last one. Cleveland's still there.
Oh, there's a handful, but the list gets shorter.
I know the list gets shorter, but I have to accept this with Jacksonville. I mean, do you want the Carolina Panthers in there?
They're kind of harmless for me, but they also haven't been there either. That's another
yes,
one.
Yes, they have. Carolina's been there. They lost to New England.
Dalhomme. Yeah.
Vinatieri.
Dalhomie.
Didn't he finish him off? All right, we got to make a decision. Who are we crossing out, Carolina or Buffalo? Do you want to vote?
I'll throw my vote in here, and you guys can decide. I'm going to root for Buffalo, cross out Carolina.
I'm going to root for Carolina.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Cross out Buffalo.
All right, Gator.
Gator, it's up to you.
I'm rooting for Jacksonville. Scream over. Comes down to those two.
Well, Jacksonville's playing Buffalo.
I understand.
So if you're rooting for Jacksonville, then we cross out Buffalo, their opponent.
That means you're rooting for Carolina, the 8-9 team?
Yep.
Okay, twist the knife a little bit. So what that means is you're rooting for Carolina, the 8-9 team.
They don't deserve it.
Is it Buffalo? Are we crossing out Buffalo?
Let's go Panthers.
Go Panthers, go!
He wants a losing team to win the Super Bowl.
Well, they won't be after they win a Super Bowl.
Oh, that's what you want. I can't believe it.
Four in a row.
They'll be 9-9, 10-9, 11-9.
Y'all better win a game. Go Panthers.
Woo! Go Bryce Young. I like Bryce Young.
How come the Falcons, the third place team in that division, at 8-9 aren't in?
The Panthers are going to lose by 30 against the Rams. I mean, that's what's going to happen.
What are the arguments?
Home underdog, like in history.
What are the arguments? 10.5-point dog at this point.
Somebody on Twitch said we can't root for the Keebler elf down there in Carolina. I think referring to Bryce Young.
That's not nice.
Yeah,
he's a nice guy.
He seems like a nice kid.
I like him in the Heisman House commercials.
Do you?
It's kind of funny.
Okay. I mean, we turned up. Baker Mayfield became way more likable from the state. Yeah. Was it State Farm commercials that he did? Who else from Carolina? Who else from Carolina can we get behind?
Got a rookie receiver that's good.
Tet McMillan?
Yeah.
They're 8-9, man. Chuba Hubbard.
Guy's name is Chuba.
Yeah.
Chuba.
Are there any Michigan State ties? Dude, this is Nick Samak's team.
Said no one ever.
They got a Chippewa. Oh, they got a Bronco. Taylor Moten, Bronco, offensive tackle. Thomas Incum, Chippewa, linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be it for local ties. Well, you know, hey.
So I guess I'm not watching the playoffs.
Carolina it is.
All right. Go Panthers. Someone said that they're also a cat like us, so we should root for our own family.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
So is a Jaguar.
Yep.
You guys won't have that.
Well,
we
crossed out a whole bunch of teams, and we are left with Carolina.
How do you feel about it now?
I feel so good. I am vested, baby.
You know what? If we can't win, the worst team should win.
Right.
That's
just make a mockery of all the playoffs.
Let's go.
Yes.
Get the whole system revamped.
The one team we got a better record than.
Need to expand by more teams.
Oh, yeah. Good God. It's Carson Anderson. We whip around the NFL next, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid Save on labor costs and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.